The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music.
Ya ilahi fa'fu anni wahdini wahdini.
Today, Monday, is the 7th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As previous episode, we listened to chapter Luqman, verse 6. For today, we listen it again.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa minan nasi man yashtari lahwal hadith liyudilla an sabilillahi bighayri ilmin wa yattakhidhaha huzwa. Ulaik lahum 'adhabun muhin.
And of the people is he who buys the amusement of speech to mislead others from the way of Allah without knowledge, and who takes it in ridicule. Those will have a humiliating punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
At the end of the verse, we read, "For these shall be a disgracing chastisement." These are ones who, purchasing idle talks and falsehood, is either in this manner that they really earn superstitious and false fables by giving money, or it is in this way that for arranging some meetings of vanity, singing, and falsehood, they buy some maidservant singers, or they spend wealth in any way or form that by which they get this unlawful aim, that is the false and idle talks.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic is music in the viewpoint of Islam. Music and its legality and ethical standing in Islam has recently been a hotly debated topic. However, the interesting and intriguing thing is that this topic was not one of the disagreement and variance in the times of the Prophet and the companions and the infallibles. It has been a topic where much of the scholars have always had unanimous agreements throughout much of traditional Islamic history. Thus, in a conflicting situation like this, what makes us Muslims is our relentless pursuit of the truth, the realization that seeking answers should always be prioritized before personal comfort and ease.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastayin. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. At the same time, we find that a kind of music that makes our intellect dormant, this kind of music isn't allowable because the value of people rests on the power of cognizance and power of recognition. So a kind of music that leads people to losing our consciousness, losing our intellect, and harming our personality and status and dignity, that kind of music is certainly not allowable. At the same time, we need that the kind of, Some people may say that, for example, music played with this kind of music instrument may be allowed or may not be allowed. Or, for example, Iranian or Arab kind of music may be allowed or unallowable. Now, these classifications and such divisions wouldn't count. What counts is that, what kind of music may inspire us to be more active, to be more attentive to beauty, to the vocal beauty, especially, for example, the vocal beauty when the Holy Quran, linguistic or phonetic beauty, when the Holy Quran is recited. So we find that music may be divided into various kinds. Those kinds of music that have a positive effects on our nervous system and inspires us to act more and to be more active, in contrast to those that make us very, dormant or inactive or idle.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special, let's look at one of the negative effects of music according to Islam. It can encourage us to deny Islam. There are such music that intoxicate Muslims and lead them away from the path of Islam. Realized or not, music may the person engage into its rhythm, melody, and lyrics, which sometimes the content is far from Islam. Teach about other form of belief, praise to other than Allah, and so forth. And because we already dissolve into the music, we start to learn, utter and ponder about the content, which feared it would lead us into a wrong path.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب شكرا يا
Come and listen about harmful effects of music on body and mind. Special attention should be paid to film music. Superficially considered, it would seem that such music is of no importance, since in a cinematographic performance, it is the picture which is primary importance. However, such is not the case. From the very beginning, that is to say, at a time when the later invention of the sound film could not yet be foreseen, cinematography performances were accompanied by music, which proves that the important effect of music on the spectators was well recognized. It is a psychological law that the impressions which come to us through our senses are much more effective if related emotions, through the aid of other sense organs, are awakened within us. There is also another psychological reason of why accompanying music has a special effect upon the spectator. The conscious attention of the latter being completely concentrated upon the pictorial performance produces, instead of lessening the influence of the accompanying music, a tremendous increase in the effect which the picture has.
You've heard
singers, the popular ones, the not so popular ones, whether it's in Arabic or in English or Urdu or Farsi or any other language, what is it that they're singing about? Is it something useful? Is it something meaningful? Is it something that benefits you in your life? Something that you can benefit with? No, it's all useless. And another verse, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Those, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the servants of Allah. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they pass by لغو, they pass by quickly. They pass by quickly. They don't listen to لغو. What does لغو mean? Again, vain talk. According to the Ahlul Bayt, vain talk here means music and singing. When we come to the hadith of Ahlul Bayt, we see that Ahlul Bayt, they took a strong position against singing and music. In a hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, كَانَ إِبْلِيسَ أَوَّلُ مَنْ تَغَنَّى. أَوَّلُ مَنْ تَغَنَّى, it was shaitan, the first to sing. Subhanallah, when we look at shaitan, we see that he was the first to do many things. The first to feel arrogant. The first to feel jealousy and envy. And the first to sing. If shaitan is the first to sing, that tells you a lot about singing. That tells you a lot about music. If shaitan is the first to sing.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and here is an authentic narration from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, the eighth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and the importance of pilgrimage to the holy shrines. By Allah, he who visits the tomb of any of the Imams will be rewarded as same as him who visits the tomb of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him, that is, paradise.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about not secluding oneself away from one's subjects, you know, the people who are working under you, who are your employees, or it could even be used as a prohibition from secluding oneself away from one's children or one's wife or, you know, people who need you, who are working under you, you know, who are dependent on you and these kind of things. This hadith is a part of a longer hadith, which is a letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to his governor, Malik Ashtar, in Egypt. In this letter, the Imam says the following to his governor, Malik Ashtar: "Do not keep yourself secluded from the people for a long time." Right? For example, let's say that you're the boss of a company and there's people working under you and these people need you. Don't go and sit and lock yourself in your room when these people are dependent on you or needing you. Or let's say that you're a father and, you know, your children need you and they're dependent on you and they need you for some matter. Don't go and sit in the room or go out, you know, with your friends and when your people who are dependent on you, they need you. The Imam says, because the seclusion of those in authority from the subjects is a kind of narrow-sightedness and causes ignorance about their affairs. You're out there, you know, having lunch, you know, and meeting with your friends, and you don't know what's going on in your home with your children, or you don't know what's going on in the office with your employees, right? This is very detrimental and very bad. Seclusion from them also prevents them from the knowledge of those things which they are unaware of. You might have some knowledge which is useful to them. Be there in their presence and share it with them. And as a result, they may begin to regard big matters as small and small matters as big. Good matters as bad and bad matters as good. Right? They might become confused. They might make mistakes. They might, you know, consider this something that they're doing to be good, whereas it's very harmful for the company, it's harmful for the family as a whole, or whatever. While the truth becomes confused with falsehood, falsehood and truth may be mixed up. You know, you have been placed as an authority over them because of your knowledge, your expertise, you know, and your experience, right? You should, in order for them to benefit from it, you have to be in their presence. You have to make yourself available to them, and you have to, be there for them when they need so, when they need it. In a similar tradition, the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Whoever takes up any affairs of the people and is just, opens his door, keeps his door open for them, uncovers his veils, and fulfills the needs of the people. If such a person does this, it will become the right of Allah to save him from fear on the day of judgment and make him enter heaven." Right? So if by doing so, person is earning otherworldly reward, aside from the fact that, you know, he's accruing the worldly benefits of, you know, being a good boss or a good employer or a good husband, a good father, he's also going to benefit from it in the hereafter and reap reward and sawab from it from God Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of secluding oneself away from one's subjects in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And also
the
with
students.
Yeah, in the presence of some of the students of Sevier International Schools. And with Minhal Hussein Nasir,
Mahdi
Al Husseinan, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, and Sayyid Muhammad Hadi Nagawi. Inshallah, in this session, we are going to continue learning the same cases, but with another topic. So the subject or the topic is ishba'. Ishba' means, what does ishba' mean, Mahdi? You know Arabic. You have no idea? Ishba' means this. Look, have you seen the babies when the mother wants
to
feed them?
I mean full.
Yeah, fulfill. The babies,
okay? Something to do with like ihkam, something to do with that.
Something to do what?
Like, I thought it was something to do with the Quran. Oh, I didn't know it was like the actual meaning.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. With the, I will explain it, okay? For example, when the babies are hungry, so the moms, okay, they are trying to feed them, yes?
Yeah.
To the highest level. The baby said, oh, mom, no, enough. But the baby says, mom, enough, I don't want, okay?
They just
runs away.
Just
but the mom calls him, okay? Just gets him back and tries to feed him, okay? Understood?
Yeah, that's
until the baby's bored, okay?
Yeah, because the baby's mad.
So, this is called feeding, okay? Feeding, like feeding to the highest level. This is called what? Ishba. But in Quran, okay, like we are trying to stretch the sound of ha. So, it is ha. Or sorry, it's ho or he. But you stretch the sound. He. So, in this case, this is called ishba. What does it mean here? It means that you change.
It means.
Change the short harakat to the long harakat. Okay?
Like, yeah, give exactly. It a lot of feed.
Yeah, you stretch the
what
sound.
What it means is you just
feed it, okay? Feed it with E sound, with O sound.
Yeah, feed it till it becomes a giraffe.
So.
Giraffe.
Alhamdulillah, we learned. So now, guys, let's go, inshallah, talk about, let's recite and read Surah An-Naba, the chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem. We will practice, brothers and sisters, as you are with us listening. So please get your Quran, turn to page chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem, page
582,
Surah An-Naba. Inshallah, we will practice it. And our brothers here will apply the rules. So, ready, inshallah? But before
we
go,
we're ready.
Let's
really ready.
Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
So, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
عما يتساءلون
عما يتساءلون
عن النبأ العظيم
عن النبأ العظيم
الذي هم فيه مختلفون
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
So you gotta look for ha, okay, for ha, which have either kasra or dhamma.
Fihi, which this one has a kasra.
Ah, ha has a kasra, so you gotta stretch the sound, right?
Yeah.
So how do you stretch the sound?
Like fihi.
الذي
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
Muhammad Yahya.
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
Okay.
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
Oh, but that's wrong.
All?
All wrong.
Yeah, because it's not he, it's he.
That is he. Ha ha. That's correct. It is ha. I do not mean ha. I didn't say ha. Ha. Because that ha is not a pronoun. So this is correct. But the way you recited was wrong. Why? Because I told you there is one condition. The previous letter should not be sakin. Look, Mahdi. Hadi, look, the previous letter is sakin.
Fihi.
Ya is sakin. So you don't have to stretch the sound here.
So I
got you here, yes?
Wait.
Fihi mukhtalifun.
The sample way. الذي هم فيه مختلفون
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
Do not stretch the sound of ha. He, no. It's not a he, it's not a she, it's not
just
a you, it's not a me, okay? That's just he.
It's not the U.S. military nuke bomb.
Okay. So, الذي هم فيه مختلفون
الذي هم فيه مختلفون
كلا سيعلمون
كلا سيعلمون
ثم كلا سيعلمون
ثم كلا سيعلمون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم
One of the examples that you stretch the sound, okay, you pronounce an extra wow, while it's not written there, it doesn't appear, okay, the wow that you pronounce, it does not appear there, is in the word yastawun. Yastawun. Identify the letters. Yastawun. Ya, sin, ta, wow, wow, nun.
Yastawun.
But the way it's written in the Quran is with one wow, not with two wow. But there is a small, tiny, little waw written there after the real waw, okay? I mean, after the complete waw. So it's written, yes, ta, wo, waw, then a small waw instead of the big one, okay?
Fell down them.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to pronounce it like, I mean, you got to stretch the sound. So yes, ta, wo, right? So it was not here, so I had forgotten, okay, to tell you. That's why I told you now. Yes, ta, wo.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, let's continue Surah An-Naba. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا
نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا
نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا
وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا
وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا.
So why I'm saying awtada? It's tanween. Why don't I pronounce it?
Oh, because it's at the end of
a ayah. You make a pause. No, yeah. No, it does not mean it's at the end of the ayah. That's not a good reason. The reason is this, because you make a pause. So when you make a pause, the tanween changes to
fara.
Yeah,
if you want, you can make a pause. Then
maybe, look, it is the end of the ayah, so it's not a must that I have to stop here, okay?
I know, you can just continue.
Yeah. The reason is?
Because if you...
I make a pause. I stop here.
Because at every ayah, you have a choice. You can continue the ayah, from ayah to ayah, without stopping, or you can just make a pause at the end of the ayah.
Yeah, if you don't have any breath, you want to continue. Yeah.
Let's continue. Yeah.
No breath.
وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا
وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا.
Okay, Mahdi says, وَجَعَلْ... Recite Mahdi.
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا.
The way you, for example, speak in Arabic should be kind of different with this, okay?
Yes,
the
of
way
course. You recite.
Of course it should be different. So, for example, you might say نَوْمَكُمْ, okay? But here you don't have to say نَوْمَكُمْ.
So, can we now one by one?
Yeah, that's it.
One by one.
Inshallah,
no.
Yes.
No, after one by one. Ayahs, yes. One by one.
After some ayahs, we'll do it. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا
وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا
وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا
وَبَنَيْنَا
فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا.
Okay, mashallah. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا
وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا
وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا
وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا.
مَاشَاءَ لنخرج به حبا ونباتا
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا
حبا ونباتا. Look at the example.
به.
There is a small ya. Do you see it?
ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, you learned this. We'll continue reciting Surah An-Naba, inshallah, and practice these rules after reciting the salawat. But before salawat, let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Inshallah, we'll be back. Stay with us. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam states, وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِي مِنْ سُوءِ فِئْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِي O Allah, I ask you not to hasten me to punishment for what I have done in private, my evil acts in secrecy and my misdeeds, وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِي my continuous negligence and my ignorance, وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِي وَغَفْلَتِي, my manifold passions and my forgetfulness. We said earlier that the Almighty Allah does not hasten the people to punishment, because in that case, not a single being would have remained on earth if he hastened the people to punishment. But he does not do so due to his mercy. But sometimes the people of some nations insist on their misbehaviors, on their sins, so that the Almighty Allah's punishment arrives, although it can be removed by repentance and reforming the faults and by beseeching to Him. And this is exactly what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to tell us. But sometimes when His punishment arrives, no one has the power to return it, Because the people have not repented, they haven't reformed their faults, and they have not gathered together to beseech him. So their hearts transform, and this is in reality part of Almighty Allah's punishment. And this was depicted in the appearance of the disobedient Israelite people, whose sinners were addressed by Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. And we said to them, be as apes, despised and hated.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased, and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished, and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Moving on with this part of the supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِي. I ask you not to hasten me to punishment for what I have done in private. And he continues to mention four evil doings. سُوءِ فِعْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِي. My evil acts in secrecy, my misdeeds, وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِي, my continuous negligence and my ignorance, وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِي, my manifold passions, وَغَفْلَتِي, and my forgetfulness. So, at first, it is dissipation we are going to discuss. سُوءِ فِعْلْ وَإِسَاءَ. By dissipation, it is meant negligence in worshipping and in obeying Allah, or the so-called disobedience, as well as in serving his servants and doing good. The divine teachings have warned always the people against dissipation, considering it as an extreme harm that prevents the servants from benefiting the divine blessings. For example, we have it in our traditions that التفريطُ مُصِيبَةُ الْقَادِرِ. Dissipation is the competent person's disaster, or ثَمَرَةُ التَّفْرِيطِ النَّدَامَ. The result of dissipation is regretfulness. Or elsewhere we read, مَنْ فَرَّطَ تَوَرَّطَ. The one who dissipates would severely get into troubles. In this case, what we need to consider is that paradise will be the fate of the forerunners. And as our traditions suggest, أَنَّارُ غَايَةُ الْمُفَرِّطِينَ. The inferno is the destiny of dissipators. And by dissipation, we said that it means total negligence in worshipping and obeying Almighty Allah. So, if the servant is negligent of this aspect of servitude, certainly he will be led astray by others, or he himself will be trying to mislead others. And we are not just talking about negligence in worshipping the Almighty Allah, because true worshipping also means serving the other servants of the Almighty Allah and doing good to them, to their own families, relatives, and parents. Brothers and sisters, we will talk about the other parts of this supplication of Kumail, God willing, in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing In this program you will discuss issues, relevant questions and other fields regarding the Islamic upbringing of children and we would like to stress that the answers that we provide in this program are all based upon the narrations of the household of the Prophet and, of course, of the Prophet himself and upon the Holy Quran, supplemented with scientific research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Ali Himani, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be here in your studio.
Today, dear Sheikh, I would like to talk about the role the hormones they play in this stage, this teenage stage,
in our youth's lives. And we also would like to talk about or ask you myself, Sheikh, obviously I know the answer, but only at a surface level. Does the way that other people dress and their appearance, does that also affect how our teenagers dress?
Correct. Look, this age that we're talking about, the teenage, or for girls just before teens, you know, her age of puberty, this is a time of hormonal changes, you know. And one of the elements that is impacted by hormonal change is the sexual desires, right?
Right.
A lot of people feel that this is a taboo thing. You don't talk about it. You don't discuss with your children. Don't mention it. Don't talk about it from the member or even from the talk shows like this. They're like, oh, talking about sex. Oh, my God, you know. But this is very important because the lesser you know, the poorer you manage your children. The more you know, the clearer you are, the better you manage your children and the better you upbring them.
But just to add a little point about why it is not spoken about in the minbar or in the broad appearance and public, it's because that is the mission and that is the task, duty of the parents.
And they need to be
educated themselves about it.
And the problem is, like, let me relate this back here. The problem is that parents don't come to informational gatherings apart from Muharram and Maher Ramzan.
Right, yeah.
And the only thing that they want to attend is minbar. If there's majlis and there's azadari and there's crying for Imam Hussein, Imam Ali alayhi salam, they come and attend it. Apart from that, if you say, okay, one lecture on child upbringing for your age 0 to 7, one's there, you know, only the speaker and his poor coffee there.
I talked to a Islamic researcher, Islamic scholar who specializes in Islamic upbringing of children, and I asked him a question because we always used to talk about how important it is for parents to educate themselves on raising a child.
Correct.
And so I asked him, have you ever been approached by a parent who asks you all of these questions and who has all of these problems?
Correct.
Who have themselves read a book about Islamic upbringing?
Uh-huh.
And he says, no, never.
Never.
Because
no one wants to read, you know?
No, they do not want to. They think, and I've seen this mentality, that they think, yeah, as soon as you get a child, as soon as the mother, she births her child, she becomes a mother. She knows everything. And it's the same for the father.
Ilham.
Yeah. It comes, in the instinct.
Naturally to them. No, but the challenge is, like you've rightly pointed out, the parents don't read the books. They don't even approach scholars asking for advice.
They don't educate themselves at all.
And when do they approach the scholar?
When it's too late. When they're faced with so many problems.
When the child is indulging into so many more problems. And that's when they say, oh, please help me. And you're like, you've come too late. They're like, oh, that's an excuse. Yeah. You don't have an answer. You don't have
a
solution.
They think there's one dua or one pill you can give them and feed it to your child and that's it.
Fortunately, that's not how it is. You have handed over your child to the television for 7, 8, 9 years, constantly feeding him information.
Unsupervised.
Unsupervised.